We're going to head to Mount Pleasant and be joined by Central Michigan head coach Jim McElwain. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. You doing all right?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time and congratulations on another impressive win with that 38-20 win at Bowling Green. And after getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Chippewas.
Well, just to tell you how proud I am of this team and how happy I am for our players. They, did something that they've never done, going on the road and getting a win. It get kind of that off our back a little bit. Was excited to see how they came out with some energy and we didn't play great, and yet, you let some mistakes hurt you, at times, giving up the fumble in the end zone, missing a protection and throwing an interception, giving up a second half drive right off the bat. My hat's off to the Bowling Green for taking advantage of those situations, and yet we're starting to learn, and now it'll be interesting just to see where this program is as we move into another game on the road, and we haven't played well on the road, so against the program that Lance has done an unbelievable job there. They have become a power. He knows how to win. He's a winner. You can just look at his record. And we got our work cut out for us this week.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach McElwain and all of our coaches throughout today's call. Let's go to our first question for Coach McElwain.
Your first question is from Nick Petrowitz with the Toledo Blade.
Hi, Jim. Good morning.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. I heard Frank Solich say one time that he thought as you develop kids, that smart kids tend to get better. And I was wondering, as you're evaluating kids to bring in as recruits, when you're going to develop them for 4 and 5 years, how much do you consider their academic profile and then, in addition to that, their football IQ?
That's a great question. And you know what? I'd love to visit with Frank about that because I know how much success he's had along the way. There's some certain profile things that you look for, and it's not necessarily, just like a test score. It has as much to do with, does a kid go to school? How's his attendance? There are certain things that you look for, and, as you build a profile on a recruit, I'm not sure you can put it all in a, one simple statement, because every kid's different, and some kids you reach them, in different ways, but that's pretty. I actually look forward to hopefully visiting with him someday on that. That'd be a good study.
Well, can you think of an instance in your career when you maybe have gone after a kid that maybe not have been a highly regarded recruit, but kept getting better and better and better?
Yeah, I it's interesting. I think it comes down to player development and. When you're at some spots, you have to, take some projections, I think is a good word for it, and hopefully develop them, into, a player. And I think teams that win consistently, their staffs do an outstanding job of truly player development, where a kid doesn't just plug and play. He may be in your program for, 2 to 3 years before he starts really contributing. And ultimately those are the guys who become the backbone of a winning, consistently winning program.
Thanks, Jim.
You bet.
Your next question is from David Garrickley with the Detroit News.
How you doing there, Jim?
How you doing, David?
Good, good. Can you talk about your running game? Because you guys have been averaging 305 yards the last 3 weeks.
Well, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
And yet, I think when you look at the numbers going into really the fourth quarter, I think we're probably really balanced and probably more passing. I think really to me the important statistic is more so what we've been able to do running the ball when we've had a lead, and. That's the thing that is really kind of, to me, when you're able to close a game out, you know, by saying, yeah, we're going to run it, and you can put everybody up there, and, you know, we're still going to be able to grind it out. You know, credit, you know, our offensive line, obviously, in that, and really a belief, a mentality that says, you know, we're when needed, we're going to have to do this, so let's go do it. You know, when I took the job, I was told by a lot of people that, you know, the weather sometimes in this part of the country late in the year, you know, you may not be able to just spin it around the yard real easily. You better be able to run it. And so far, our guys have done that pretty well.
And can you talk about going to Buffalo, because they're really good at stopping the run?
Yeah, no, this is going to be, I mean, it's going to be a huge game for us from the standpoint of, you know, we're now heading into, you know, the end of October, and the games actually mean something from the standpoint of, you know, where we're headed as an organization. And, you know, these, you know, we're not just going to be able to line up and say, here we go. We've got to, you know, stay balanced. We've got to take our shots. And, you know, we've got to go on the road and bring our own juice, you know. That's going to be an important factor moving forward.
Thanks a lot.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Your next question is from Evan Peltold with the Central Michigan Life.
What's up, Evan?
How's it going, Jim?
Good, buddy.
Looking at this past game, and you know, really seeing you know, Tommy Lazaro fumble that ball on the one. I don't think you used him again after that. Is that kind of where he has to earn your trust back in that situation? Did you learn anything from
it?
Might you go with Ward next time, or
not
what's
at
the situation
all.
There?
No, not at all. I've got total trust in Tommy, and he's been, you know, really good for this program. I think I've talked about it before. I mean, here's a guy that was on three special teams, you know, for us,
mm-hmm.
And do anything for his teammates, and that's what makes it special. That by no means there just wasn't, you know, where the package is that we have. I mean, take
mm-hmm.
a look at that third down when he came in and ran the read piece back, you know, in an unbalanced formation and threw the ball perfectly to Poljan, you know, to get a really important first down. I mean, he's got a real, you know, package that is part of what we do. It's been part of what we do, you know, all along. And, you know, he learned from it. I mean, shoot, sometimes that happens. He wants it back, but at the same time, he'll make it right the next time.
And you mentioned, too, that every game matters now, looking at where you guys are at in the standings. You know, looking at the fact that when you took this job, it was, and not a discredit to your coaching, but, I mean, it was a team that was coming off a 1-11 season. Did you ever think that you'd be in a position at this point where you'd be competing for a MAC title? And if so, when did you realize that this team can compete?
You know, it's interesting you say that, because I'm not sure that – you know, even right now, you know, as you look at it, you know, you can even look down that road, because there's
mm-hmm.
so many things we still need to do to become a complete football team. And, you know, complete football teams are ones that win championships. I don't consider us in that, you know, in kind of in that box yet.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, here's the really good thing. We've actually put ourselves in a position to where, you know, every game is relevant. And that's kind of cool. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how we approach this week. We're obviously going to, you know, be without some guys, which you'll get on Wednesday, you know, that have been huge contributors for us. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, who's the next ones to step up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where you become a football team.
Well, and to follow up on that, and this is my last question as well, but you know, what are some of those things that you have to work on and your team has to work on to be able to be, you know, the team that can compete for a MAC championship or can try to make a run like that? What were some of the negatives that, right, you know, you guys need to work on?
You know, I think probably one of the biggest things we need to do is learn how to focus on the day-to-day needs of being consistent with everything you do. And I'm not talking just, you know, the football piece. I'm talking, you know, consistency off the field as well and the habits that are created to help you be successful in whatever you want to do. And, you know, we've got a ton of guys doing that. We need to get, you know, some other guys to jump in and pull along because, you know, as you go through a conference season, which we're, you know, obviously in from here on out, the teams that win are the teams that, you know, everybody within the organization is, you know, pushing for that common goal. And, you know, it's been fun to see the growth in a lot of guys. And, yeah, you know, we'll find out. I'll know a little more on after Wednesday's practice and even after Thursday if we're a team that can handle a little bit of success or if we're a team that's satisfied. I guess that's the biggest piece.
For sure. Awesome. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
And, Jim, final question. Obviously, the carrot for your team is at a 5-3 overall record, one more win, and your program's bowl eligible after being 1-11 last year. Talk about that aspect, and, you know, the calendar isn't even at Halloween yet.
You know, I haven't really thought about it. you're giving me something that I guess I better start thinking about. But, I mean, that it means nothing unless you take care of what we've got to, you know, right now. And I think I'm really happy for, you know, this program. I'm really happy for these players, you know, to see, you know, them kind of develop into something that maybe people can talk about that. And yet, as you know as well, it can be taken away from you in a second. So let's just keep, you know, doing what we do and get a little better at it, and then we'll jump that one when we get there.
Well, Jim, I'll let you get back to preparation for Buffalo again. Congratulations on the victory. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Again, for Central Michigan, coming off a 38-20 win at Bowling Green. Again, in that contest, defensively, Daquan Jamison, defensive back, led with 2 interceptions and 6 tackles in that contest. And also on the offensive side, wide receiver Ja'Cory Sullivan had a career-high 8 catches for 126 yards and 1 touchdown in the victory over Bowling Green. For Central Michigan, they will be at Buffalo this coming Saturday, October 26th, that game at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and available on ESPN+.